Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're at. I just wanted to get on here and say hello, tell you how my week went. I hope yours went well. I pray y'all are smiling and the Lord is blessing y'all. He's amazing. So this week, and Muna, I've done one on Muna, and I shared. And last Tuesday, well, I guess, you know, Jesus deemed her worthy because her little light's on. And, she's Muslim. I don't know if she gets it or not. I don't know. The light of Christ, like, it's shining really bright in her, you know. She can't quit smiling. It's indefinite. And I kind of gave it to her worldly, you know, Tuesday. This last Tuesday, like, she's been shining for months. But this last Tuesday, she was running to her spot, you know. And she was muttering words. And she got to me with a big old smile on her face and give me a fist bump, you know? And I'm like, what you doing? She said, praying. It's funny because, you know, Muslims, they wash their feet, their hands, and they go up there, they pray however many times a day. You know, it's very, very religious. And what she was doing was very relationship. But she sees me praying all the time, talking to God all the time, you know, because, you know, you guys, it's a split second, a nanosecond, really, from snapping on somebody and being able to talk yourself down and use what God's taught you with your words to bring yourself into calm and peace. And I can do this. I am calm. So she sees me talking to God all the time, you know, because of the job and the people I work with. But it was cool because it was like she was emulating seemingly my relationship with God. It was kind of neat because they don't pray like that. And so that was, I guess, that was God filling my cup, you know. And then this weekend was interesting. I didn't sleep with them, though. The girls, there's two. And I didn't. I was proud of myself. So it's been a good week. It wasn't perfect, but it's been good. And I tried to explain to Muna, you know. It was kind of worldly. That's how I give it to her. She said her heart was broke, so I kind of just give it to her worldly so she could. It's like, look, I just need you to understand so you can hear it. Heal your heart. But let me read this. It's Hebrews 1, because this is what I told her. Okay, it says, long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And through the Son, he created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in a place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. This shows that the Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave him is greater than their names. For God never said to any angel what he said to Jesus, "You are my Son. Today I have become your Father." God also said, "I will be his Father, and he will be my Son." And when he brought his supreme Son into the world, God said, "Let all of God's angels worship him." Regarding the angels, he says, "He sends his angels like the winds, his servants like the flames of fire. But to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. You rule with a scepter of justice. You love justice and hate evil. Therefore, O God, your God has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than on anyone else. And I tried, that's where I tried to tell her, Muna, I said, look, like, you got it. Like, you know, I give it to you worldly, but God has chosen you. And yes, it's Jesus. I know you Muslim, but like, he has anointed you with the oil of joy. And, you know, to kind of give it to her spiritually, to let her know that, you know, God chose her. Like, she gets it. She's smiling big time. And her light is bright. And it's like, it's the light of Christ in you. And she doesn't, you know, she's Muslim. But whatever God's taught her, you know, she has, she actually is a yellow hat. So, you know, this is how, like, I guess, unopened our minds are, that we, like, give validity to a color of a hat, like, admiration to a person, and so, she's a yellow hat, and she has Muslim brothers and sisters who, you know, I see one crying, and, you know, it's like, look, you have, like, admiration, they admire you because of your hat, you know, and you work hard. You get in and you help them. I said, you have something that God's given you that can help them, you know. It's like Jesus was for everybody, Muslim. I mean, you know, what he's taught me and what I shared with her. I mean, it's the word, neurotransmit, it overrides everything. So that neurotransmission of the word, you know, if, I mean, the word and the thought and the emotion have to follow. It's undeniable, and she got it. And so it's being anointed with the oil of joy. So out here, let me finish this. That was Hebrews 1 and 9, so this will be starting at 10. He also says to the Son, in the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth and made the heavens with your hands. They will perish, but you will remain forever. They will wear out like old clothing. You will fold them up like a cloak and discard them like old clothing. But you are always the same. You will live forever. And God never said to any of the angels, sit in the place of honor at my right hand, until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. Therefore, angels are only servants, spirits sent to care for people who will inherit salvation. That's really amazing book. It really is. But it's like the living water, you know, it's an endless well of living water. It's never-ending joy. Joy unspeakable. It's eternity in heaven. It's creating heaven. When it becomes your nature, it starts to spread automatically. I just thank God, and I pray he blesses all y'all. I thank Jesus for what he's done for me. And I just pray that he heals and blesses and reaches everybody with the same joy and anoints all of you. You have a wonderful evening. Good night. Bye.